This program is sponsored by a very important client. In this case, me. And you can show your support by going to patreon.com/Steve Charney and become a patron of this show for $1 a month, more or less. I'll take anything. And that's it. No more advertising for the rest of the program. Now, isn't that nice? You're listening to the best podcast on the internet, Conversations with My Dummy, and, well, that's according to Harry. And coincidentally, it's also the best ventriloquist on the internet, me, Steve Charney, which isn't saying that much, since there are only like three of us, and the other two are under 10 years old. Well, anyway, we have our store open today, but before I unlock the door, let me tell you that our guest is Bob Berman, astronomer par excellence, and he's continuing the series on the planets. Each consecutive podcast we talk about, another planet is moving out from the sun. So we've done Mercury, Venus, Earth, and now we're up to Mars. Bob's books are so much fun to read, making complex ideas easy to understand. And he's funny, too. Got Secrets of the Night Sky, Zapped, Zoom, Cosmic Adventure, all worth looking into. He also writes for the Old Farmer's Almanac. But while I've been talking, Harry's unlocked the door, and we're happy to say our store is open for business again.
And we have everything, don't we, Steve?
Pretty close to it.
Do we have eggs?
Are you kidding? We have chicken eggs, duck eggs, mongoose eggs, ant eggs, wasp eggs, fish eggs, dinosaur eggs, yeti eggs, and then we have eggs that are hard to get, too.
Like?
Tulip eggs, oak tree eggs, we have amoeba eggs, rooster eggs.
Hold it. None of those things have eggs.
I know, that's why they're so hard to get, but we got them.
Cool.
Now, here's a shipment that you can start unpacking of liver-flavored soda.
Is there much call for liver-flavored soda, Steve?
No, but we don't cater to the masses, Harry. We're interested in making each individual happy. If even one person this year wants liver-flavored soda, we'll be prepared. Now, you want to get them unpacked and move them down to aisle 4?
Right on, Steve. I'll do that right now. Oh, wait a second. Here's a customer. Do you have a bathroom here?
Yes, we do. It's right down this aisle to the right. Here's the key.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll be right back. Gee, Steve, you're really nice letting people who aren't, you know, really customers use the bathroom.
Hey, it's just one of our services, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Excuse me, I was looking for the bathroom.
Yes?
Well, I went into that room you pointed to and there was nothing in there but a bath.
Yes?
Well, I wanted the bathroom.
Yes?
You know, a restroom.
Oh, a restroom. Well, then why did you ask for a bathroom? Here's the key to the restroom. It's right down this aisle on the left.
Thank you very much. I'll be back in just a second. As I was saying, Steve, you know, you're a swell guy for letting non-paying customers use our facilities.
Hey, sure, why not? Listen, why don't you start unpacking those garbage cans?
Okay, Steve. Excuse me. Hey, excuse me, one second. Just one second. I was looking for the restroom.
Yes?
Well, I went into the room you pointed to, and there was nothing in there but a bed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted the restroom.
Yes?
You know, the washroom?
Oh, a washroom? Well, then why did you ask for a restroom? Here's the key to the washroom. It's right down this aisle, in the back.
Thank you very much. You don't mind if I run it? Getting to be quite an emergency. You are a patient fellow, Steve.
Just unpack those garbage cans, okay?
These garbage cans are in these boxes, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, when I take the garbage cans out of the boxes, where should I put the boxes?
In the garbage cans.
Ah, okay. Excuse me. I went into the room you pointed to, and there was nothing in there but a sink.
Yes.
Well, I wanted the washroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Yes.
Toilet.
Oh, we don't have one of those.
And joining me now is Bob Berman. It's always great to have Bob on the show because you always have such interesting things to tell us.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
Yeah. Bob is an astronomer in the Hudson Valley. He has an observatory, Overlook Observatory, and I highly recommend his program. His classes are really wonderful. And also you do schools, right? You teach schools. They actually come out to the observatory. They look through the telescope, beautiful big telescope. Also, you teach at Yellowstone Park every year.
We're in the middle of our series on the planets. We're learning about the planets. We've done Mercury, we've done Venus, we've done Earth, and now we're going to do...
probably the most intriguing of them all, the planet Mars. Mars has been intriguing for centuries because it's the only planet that turns on its axis in almost the same amount of time the Earth does, just a bit over 24 hours. It's got seasons like the Earth. Its tilt, ours is 23 degrees and a half, and Mars is 24 degrees and a half. It's very similar to ours. It's got an atmosphere. It's got a surface. It may sound nothing exciting about having a surface, but a lot of planets don't. You would just land on the planet and you'd just be slurped into a kind of snowy, gooey slushiness. You'd never actually reach any kind of surface.
So. Even down to the core, there'd be no surface even down
to the
core.
Oh, by the time you got even close to the core, you wouldn't care anymore.
Right, okay.
But Mars has all of these things, and it's also the planet that we've sent our fascinating Viking mission to in 1976, which with a soil scooper that analyzed what was there and searched for life. And so because of this, we know a lot about that planet. We know, for example, that no wonder it looks reddish in the night sky. Its rocks and its soil actually are kind of a chocolate, brownish, reddish color. The ancients thought it must have something to do with fire or blood or weird things on the surface. And that's why some people, astrologers, for example, thought that it has something to do with wars and aggression. But scientists now know that Mars doesn't have any such influence, and those superstitions don't have any validity at all. But we do know it really is a red planet, and it really has an atmosphere. It's not very thick. You'd have trouble breathing. It's about as thin as ours is at 55,000 feet, about as high up as the supersonic Concorde. Travel.
What would somebody look like if they lived
there? If there were a creature there, either they would have had to burrow under the surface to escape the strong ultraviolet light that comes from the sun because of the thin atmosphere, or they would have had to learn how to hibernate, because we see on Mars river channels, except they're dry. So this tells us sometime in the not-so-distant past, Mars had running water and a thicker atmosphere to allow for there to be liquid water. Now it doesn't. So we think that perhaps Mars's orbit changes from more round to more elliptical or eccentric. And when that happens over periods of tens or perhaps hundreds of thousands of years, conditions change greatly, and it becomes a much more pleasant, watery world. So maybe there are simple organisms that manage to survive by burrowing underground.
How long would a day be on Mars?
Very similar to ours, about 24 hours and 37 minutes.
And a year?
And
would
23
also
seconds.
Also is similar
to
years?
The year is about double what ours is. So your birthdays on Mars would happen about every 2 years on Earth.
So if you were 16 years old, on Mars you'd only be 8.
You'd only be 8, and you'd still be back in second grade.
I guess that's not so good when you're young, but when you get older, it gets nice.
That's right.
It gets nice. It takes a long time to reach 80, 90 years old.
Yeah, it's a great planet. And because it's got water in the form of ice caps and perhaps some water under the surface, and because it's got lots of oxygen, not so much in the atmosphere, but bound up in the soil, it's very easy to get oxygen out. Mars is by far the easiest place in the solar system, after the Earth, to colonize. If we created a large bubble to protect us and fill it with the air that we could produce just from the soil on Mars, one could live there very happily. Mm. And there is no other place in the solar system, including the moon, where it would be that easy to set up a colony.
Great. Thank you. Bob Berman here. Thanks, Bob.
This is Steve Charney, and the General Store is open for business today. And we have just about anything you could want. You want remote controls for your TV? Hey, our remote controls are so remote, they're in Indonesia. We have shoes for every kind of animal you could think of. We have cow shoes, earthworm shoes, we have chicken shoes, rat shoes, we have leopard shoes, and in lots of different sizes also. We also have fruit. Very good, Harry. And, ooh, a customer. May I help you?
Yeah. I'm looking for something blue in color.
Oh, come on, buddy. You gotta be more specific than that.
Harry, please, don't be so rude. Sir, did you have something specific in mind?
Well, not really. Just something blue. What are my choices?
Look in the computer, Harry. How many items do we have in the store that are blue?
Well, let's see. Quite an inventory here. We have 78,438 items that are blue.
Well, maybe we could narrow it down a little. Are there any more specifications, sir?
Yeah, well, I'd like it to be under $10.
Good, that's a beginning, Harry.
Yeah, well, okay, good. He's just narrowed his options down to 12,683 things.
Any other information to help us track down what you want?
Yeah, well, it would be nice if it was about the size of a baseball.
Good, Harry.
Okay, in this store we have 2,432 objects that are blue, under $10, and are about the size of a baseball.
Okay, so now we're narrowing down our options. What else?
All right. I always wanted a blue thing that makes some sort of sound.
Aha, that helps. Okay. What do we have that makes sounds, Harry?
Just 1 second here. Okay. According to the computer, we have 68 items in the store that fit that description.
Okay, 68. Now we're getting down there. What else?
All right, how about if it was in one of the four basic food groups?
Which one?
Vegetable.
Okay. Huh? Vegetable?
Yeah, I got it, Steve. I got it. Aisle four. I'll be right back.
I hope you'll be happy with your purchase.
Yeah, here it is. Here we go. A blue baseball-sized vegetable that makes a sound, and it only costs $3.
$3 for one crummy vegetable?
Hey, you think it was easy to get this thing? It came all the way from Uruguay.
Oh, in that case, but what about the noise it's supposed to make?
Well, it's very juicy. Bite into it.
All right.
See? Juicy.
Ah, thank you, gentlemen. Here's your money.
Would you like it wrapped?
No, thank you. I'll eat it on my way home. Thanks again.
So nice to make people happy. So often it can be so easy. They just need a few simple things in life. Wouldn't you agree, Harry?
Yeah, I suppose you're right, Steve.
Ah, another customer. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I need a hole.
Well, what size?
Well, what sizes do you have?
Oh, my, Harry, what sizes do we have in stock?
Oh, Steve, we got everything from pinholes to black holes. We have keyholes, donut holes. We have knot holes, buttonholes, blowholes, mouse holes, pigeonholes. We have Andy Warhols. We have holes for your socks and holes for your flute. We got holes!
Well, I'm looking to put in a well. Do you have anything along those lines?
Well holes. As a matter of fact, we just got in a new shipment a few days ago. Harry, go back and get one of the well holes for this gentleman.
Okay, boss. I'll be right back.
I've looked in every hardware store in this city. I can't tell you how wonderful this is that I finally found a well hole.
Here it is.
Where?
Well, what do you mean, where? I'm holding it.
I don't see anything.
Well, of course you don't see anything. It's a hole, for Pete's sake.
Calm down, Harry. This is most assuredly a well hole, sir. That'll be $34.
I'm not going to buy something I can't see.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll crawl into it, okay? That way you can see that you're getting a hole.
How deep is it?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Be careful, Harry. Well holes can be 100 feet long.
I'm laying it on the ground so I don't fall down. I'll fall sideways.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Here goes.
Just be careful, Harry. Just be careful.
Yeah, it's deep and narrow, all right.
Hey, where did he go?
He's climbing in the hole. Harry, come on out now. You're making me nervous. What if you get stuck?
All right, Steve. I can see this thing quite nicely. The sides are pretty strong. I can see all the way to the back of it.
Just come out now. Come on, hurry up. Hurry up before you get stuck.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sir, I give you your well hole.
Well, how deep was it?
Oh, it was about 150 feet.
Well, I can't fit that in my car.
Harry, give me a hand folding it up, okay?
Right, Steve. The other end of the hole is all the way on the other side of the store. I'll go get it.
When you fold it up, please don't wrinkle it.
Bring your end over here, Harry.
Okay, hold this, Steve. I'll go back for the other side.
Make sure you don't rip it when you fold it either.
Sure, then there'd be a hole in your hole.
Hand me your end, Steve. I think it's small enough now for me to finish the folding by myself.
Yeah, okay, that'll be $34.
There's your money. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Do you want a bag?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Harry, put it in this bag, okay?
Oh, wait a second, Steve. There's no opening in this bag.
You don't need an opening. You already have the hole in your hand.
Gotcha. Okay. There you are, sir.
Thank you. This will save me an awful lot of digging. Thank you so much. I'll remember this.
I love making people happy, Harry. Don't you?
Yeah.
They say that in the army, the coffee's mighty fine. It's good for cuts and bruises.
It tastes like iodine.
Oh, I don't want no more of army life. Gee, Mom, I wanna go home. The biscuits in the army, they say, are mighty fine. One rolled off the table
and crushed a foot of mine.
Oh, I don't want no more of army life. Gee, Mom, I wanna go home. The spaghetti in the army, they say, is mighty fine.
Good to tie your shoes with and good to use as twine.
Oh, I don't want no more of army life. Gee, Mom, I wanna go home.
Oh, yeah.
They give us, they say, is mighty fine. Me and half my regiment
can all fit into mine.
Oh, I don't want no more of army life. Gee, Mom, I wanna go home.
The salary they pay us, they say, is mighty fine. They give you $40
and take back $39.
I don't want no more of army life. Gee, Mom, I wanna go home.
They say that in the army, the girls are mighty fine. You ask for Taylor Swift,
and they give you Frankenstein.
I don't want no more of army life. Gee, Mom, I wanna go home.
The girls at the service club, they say, are mighty fine. Most are over 80,
and the rest are under 9.
I don't want no more of army life. Gee, Mom, I wanna go. Gee, Mom, I gotta go. Gee, Mom, I have to go home.
Well, here we are, twiddling our thumbs in our general store. We feel satisfied that we can give our customers whatever their heart desires. Let's see. Today we've already sold a well hole, so the fellow doesn't have to do a lot of digging. We sold someone a blue fruit that made a nice sound when he bit into it. And we added a lot to our inventory, too.
Yeah, just getting these items on the shelves is a full-time job, Steve. We still have to unpack the puppets.
Yeah, it seems we have every kind of puppet in the world. We got boy puppets, girl puppets, cat puppets,
carrot puppets,
zombie puppets,
ice puppets,
puppy puppets,
poopy puppets,
purple puppets,
stomach puppets,
shaving cream puppets,
belly button lint puppets, sherbet puppets,
which are starting to melt. And, of course, we have you.
Well, that's true. I am a puppet.
In a manner of speaking. Ah, a customer. May I help you?
Stick them up!
Stick what up?
Your hands!
But our hands are already sticky from the sherbet puppets.
Stick your hands up!
Harry, go get that stick.
That's not what I mean. Oh, never mind. What do you have of value here?
Wow, what a question. We have some original Salvador dollies.
I'm not interested in dollies, even if they are from Salvador. I want something of value.
Well, how about the first Superman comic? It's in mint condition.
I don't care what it tastes like. And what would I want a comic book for? Don't you have anything I could sell on the black market?
You know, I always wondered about that. Is everything on the black market black? I mean, black apples and black salt, black sugar and black cigarettes, black power tools.
Well, Black and Decker power tools.
Quiet, both of you. Your money or your life?
Well, since I don't have any money and I'm not alive, you're out of luck.
What about you, fella? Your money or your life?
Take my life.
Good. Hand it over.
Here you go. Don't crumple it. It's the anniversary issue.
I love this magazine, and I could never afford it.
That's life.
What's life?
A magazine.
How much does it cost?
$3.50.
But I only have a buck.
Well, that's life.
What's life?
A magazine.
How much does it cost?
$3.50.
But you only have a buck.
That's life.
What's life?
A magazine.
How much does it cost?
$3.50.
But I only have a buck.
That's life.
All right, cut it out.
Cut what out?
This nice picture of our president. I want to frame him.
Haven't enough people framed him already?
You're right. And anyway, I got what I came for. And don't call no stinking police!
Jeez, Dave, he left without paying for the magazine.
That's okay. It was an old issue anyway. I was about to put it in the recycling bin.
Yeah, well, that's life.
Oh, don't start. Don't start.
All right, pretty much everything on Conversations with My Dummy is done by me, Steve Charney, all the production, most of the writing, and, you know. And I want to thank Bob Berman for being my guest. You can subscribe to this podcast. I like to say this every week so you know how to get hold of me. You can find me on iTunes. You can find me on TuneIn. You can find me on Google Play, on my YouTube channel, which has lots of videos of me and Harry. And, of course, on Patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. Okay. My website is SteveCharney.com. That has information about my live stage shows, how to contact me. Maybe you want to see what I look like, all the stuff I have for sale, which includes books and CDs, my bio, on and on and on and on. Harry, take it away. All right, on Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, and like us. Yeah, come on, like us. Or on Twitter, too. And if you like this podcast, you gotta spread the word around. Exactly. And remember, spend each day like it's your last.
Wait, you mean like you should spend it like you're on a respirator?